Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I welcome you to this second night of our week of spiritual emphasis. Tonight, God will visit with you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The month is captioned, Praise Facilitates Fulfillment of Prophecies. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, everything God said concerning you and I in this year of 2020 will be delivered fully this month, even as we praise Him, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we started a teaching series for this midweek service, Understanding the Breakthrough Power of Praise. And I have testimony for somebody. Wherever you have been broken, I declare in the name of Jesus, you will break through. Wherever you've been stagnated, wherever you've been locked down or locked up, I pray in the name of Jesus, you are breaking through. Tonight, we're going to have opportunity to praise God again. Yesterday, I'm sure if you connected with us, yesterday was so explosive. And I'm sure God is giving you your testimony. Tonight, God will give you another testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are going to give God a warfare praise again tonight. But before then, let's see what the Lord has for us that is going to ginger us up into the realm of high praise that will release our heaven. Praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. We emphasized that yesterday. And we also did say that you don't praise God only for what has happened. You praise God for things to happen. So praise makes things happen. Now, tonight, in part 1B of understanding the breakthrough power of praise, having said yesterday that praise provokes divine interventions. And we mentioned several divine interventions yesterday in part 1A that praise can provoke. We said fearful praise subdues our enemy, including sickness and disease. And also, strange favor is provoked by strange dimension of praise. And that fearful praise engenders fearful blessings. When we personalize the praise, we also receive personal blessings. And finally, yesterday we said, praise delivers returns on investment. Praise God. Tonight, the subtopic is praise provokes supernatural favor. That's an extension of one of the blessings we learned yesterday. Praise provokes supernatural favor. And tonight, we want to see how praise provokes supernatural favor. Take a quick look at three different scriptural characters that enjoyed supernatural favor by praise. The best way to understand a subject is by examples, especially when it comes to practical subjects like mathematics, physics, chemistry. The best way you can understand a particular question is by studying the examples. So the best way to understand how praise provokes divine favor or supernatural favor is to look at the scriptural examples. And we're going to take a look at quick examples tonight, just three characters from the Bible. There are many of them, but because of the limitation of time, we look at just three. Number one is Queen Esther. Of course, we know the story of Esther. The whole book of Esther is about the story of Esther and Mordecai and the Jewish and the King Ahasuerus and the Vashti, the queen that was eliminated. But what really happened? Just a quick one. Esther was the little cousin of Mordecai. She became the queen after Vashti, the wife, the queen, was eliminated. And now King Ahasuerus was a very tough king, and that was customary that you cannot approach the king when the king has not sent for you. It doesn't matter who you are. Even if you are the wife, it doesn't really matter. The best you can do is to position yourself in a far place where the king can see you. Then if he beckon on you by putting this scepter to come, then you can come. But there was a problem. A man rose against the Jews, that's Haman, and he made the king to sign a petition against them to destroy all the Jews because he was angry with Mordecai. And now, that was already signed into law that all the Jews will be destroyed. So Mordecai rose up and called all the Jews to pray. And he also sent for Esther, the little cousin, that, well, you are in the palace. You can make this happen by going to the king and let the king know that this is not right. And if the king, we have favor on us. But Esther knew the implication that if the king has not sent for you, you can't go there. But Mordecai told him, well, if you refuse to go, God will still raise help for us. However, you and your father's house, you will be destroyed. But Esther said, don't worry. Go and set up 3 days' prayer and fasting for me. I will go. Even though I perish, I perish. Now, Esther put up a garment. And that garment was interpreted to be praise. Now, let's read quickly. That's just a summary. But Esther chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Now, it came to pass on the third day. That's the third day of the prayer and fasting. Esther put on a royal apparel. Even though that was a physical cloth. But the spiritual implication, spiritual understanding of that was praise. When you praise God, it's like putting on a royal apparel to open the courts of God, to have access into the court of God. Now look at Isaiah chapter 61. Maybe that is going to help. Verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Look at that. Garment of praise. And Esther put up a royal apparel. Also, now, going forward with Esther chapter 5, and stood in the inner courts of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the king, the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she was standing in the court with her royal apparel, that is, she was standing in the court and praising. Now, what did David say concerning that? In Psalm 100, verse 4, he says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. So, which means Esther wouldn't have accessed the court of the king without praise. So, which really means that Esther was in praise. Long story short, everything Esther wanted, he got it. So interesting. The man who instigated the king to put the law, eventually raised a gallows for Mordecai to be hung. The same gallows he raised, he was hung on it. The 10 children were killed and also hung. His property was reverted back to Haman. His position reverted back to Haman. He was humiliated. The law that was put against the Jews was reverted. The victory gained. All by praise. The favor was not just one favor. Everything Esther requested, she got it. When she approached the king said, what do you want? Come in, my dear, my darling, come in. What do you want? Ask anything you want to the half of my kingdom. He said, well, sir, I don't need anything. I just want you and Haman to come for a party in my house. That thing, it is done. She didn't say it. The following day, she requested the same thing. And just one thing after the other. She got everything. She got the victory. Favor was just, the king was just turned to a puppet. Anything. The king was just asking, what do you want again? I hope it's been done. You got it. What do you want again? I hope it's been done. You got it. What do you want again? I hope it's been done. You got it. Praise the Lord. That is how favor will be opened for someone tonight. It doesn't matter what the devil locked up in your life. As you praise God tonight, the same way Esther got her favor, you will get your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The second case study is the Herodias daughter, the daughter of Herodias. That's the wife of King Herod. Now, King Herod was also celebrating his birthday. He threw a party, very big party, invited so many big people, and everybody was showing off. And Herodias' daughter started praising and dancing. And this pleased Herod. Wow, I've never seen my daughter like this. Wow, you can dance greatly. And this also interested all the big people. You know, when your child is doing very good, and in the company of your friend, you are so proud. Look at my son. He just bagged an award. He finished with great honor in the school. You want to let them know. So Herod was so proud of her, the way she danced. That pleased Herod. And Herod said, ask anything you want to the half of my kingdom. Look at the trend. The same thing King Ahasuerus said, because of praise. Now, if earthly kings could be so impressed with praises and make such pronunciation, how much more the King of Glory? Tonight, as you praise God, as you dance unto the name of the Lord, you don't even need to ask again. As you are dancing, everything required will be delivered to you. So when you are dancing and you are praising God, know that you are dancing to open the door of favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, because of what the mother has against John, the little girl went to the mother and the mother said, ask for the head of John. And because even though that did not go down with the king, but because he already made the promise, the head of John the Baptist was cut off and was delivered to her. But I know tonight, whatsoever you dance for, immediately it shall be delivered to you. We saw that story in Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 23. And when a convenient day was come, and Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And that was done. Now, the last case study we want to see is Joseph. And Joseph's life was full of favor. Now, what is unique about favor as seen in the life of Joseph? Now, the life of Joseph made us to understand that nothing flies like favor. Nothing flies like favor. Number one, favor turned Joseph to the heir of Potiphar's family. Remember, Joseph was sold as a slave. And when they sold him, the Midianite brought him to Egypt. Potiphar bought him as a slave. Now, as a slave, you are a property. You should not be any important person in the house. But because of the favor of God, Joseph became so relevant. Joseph was put in charge, was put in control of everything Potiphar had. That was because of favor. And now, what was also unique is that we can see that in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 5. Now, favor made him an official of the prison where he was an inmate. You remember the wife of Potiphar lied against Joseph, and that landed him in prison. Hear me. When the favor of God is upon your life, it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter the victimization. It doesn't matter the racism. It doesn't matter the oppression. The favor of God will always distinguish you. All you need to know is how to position yourself for favor. Praising God brings God down. And when God comes down, supernatural favor is the answer. And that was the blessing that Joseph experienced. He was sold into slavery, but when he landed in Egypt, favor of God located him. In the house of his master, he became an authority. Now, when opposition rose against him, he landed in prison. In prison, God's favor still locates him. It doesn't matter where you put a man of favor. You can lie against a man of favor. You can relinquish a man of favor. You can push down a man or a woman of favor. But the favor of God will always locate him or her. Tonight, it doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter what has happened in your place of work. It doesn't matter what is happening in your community. God's favor will locate you. In the name of Jesus. Favor made him an official of the prison. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 to 22. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Praise the Lord. He was in control, just like Potiphar did. Now, what was unique about the favor of Joseph? Number three, the favor of God ultimately made him the prime minister of Egypt. Look at the progression. From a slave boy in Potiphar's house, he became the lord in the Potiphar's house. Then affliction, persecution took him to prison. He became the ruler in prison. Now, out of prison to palace, from prison to palace, praise can take a man from prison to palace overnight. Overnight. In his favor, his life, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 15 to 17, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Verse 16, and Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood up, and so on and so forth. Now, verse 38, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the spirit of God is? That was the spirit of favor. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Now, let me tell you one mystery here. Now, when Joseph interpreted the dream for the baker and the butler, as the butler was going to the palace, he gave him a CV. Everything. He said, when you get to the palace, please tell the king, there is a man here who can interpret the dream, that interpreted the dream for you, so talented. Please give him my CV. But as the Lord will have it, the butler forgot. That's how the Bible puts it. And I love that word. I love King James Version. I said, you forgot him. Forget, forgot, forgot. That's third integral forgetfulness. He forgot him. Why? Because God wants to glorify himself. Why? Because where labor cannot take you, favor can take you overnight. Now, if the man has presented a CV, that would have been labor. He labored to interpret the dream. He labored to package the CV. The man labored to persuade the king. And it would have been, oh, my labor has brought me here. But to prove that it was not labor, it was favor. Even when Joseph came to the palace, he didn't recommend himself. He said, sir, look for somebody who could be in charge of this. But because favor was already speaking, king said, who should we look for? You are the man. Favor positioned him. I decree in the name of Jesus, where labor cannot take you, God's favor will take you. And the good news is this, 100 years of hard labor cannot match one day of favor. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, you will dance your way into favor. You will dance your way into marital favor. You will dance your way into financial favor. You will dance your way into immigration favor. You will dance your way into business favor. You will dance your way into career favor. Do you know Mordecai was forgotten at some point? Let me revert back to that. But the king could not sleep because favor was already speaking. He said, this man that afforded the coup of people want to kill, what have we done for him? He said, nothing. Okay. You know, call the next person
the next officer to go and prepare this, and it was his enemy. Tonight, God's favor will come upon you, and all your enemy will go into extinction. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the favor of God, where you have been forgotten, you'll be supernaturally remembered. When God's favor answered to Joseph again, where he had been forgotten for 2 solid years that he interpreted the dream, he was forgotten. I decree tonight, wherever you have been forgotten, as you dance your way into favor, God's favor will answer for you. Jump to your feet with me tonight. Lift up your voice. Appreciate the Lord. Give him praise and give him glory. Magnify him. Thank him and thank him and thank him. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, as we praise God tonight, as we sing and dance, the favor of God will be released mightily, powerfully. However, if you are not born again, you cannot receive it. That is why I want to pray this salvation prayer with you very quickly before we begin to praise, because only the living can praise God. That's what the scripture says. So if you are not born again, you are not alive in Christ. Please say this prayer with me real quick. If you want to give your life to Christ or rededicate your life to him, say after me, say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my life. I make you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Praise Jehovah, he turned my life around.
Praise Jehovah.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.